The shortage at gas stations in Tennessee shows just how reliant it is on a single pipeline. As WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports, more than 70% of the state's gas and almost all of what comes into Middle Tennessee is handled by one company.
Colonial Pipeline transports gas from refineries on the Gulf Coast to terminals up and down the East Coast. A branch off the main line in Atlanta diverts some of this gas into Nashville via Chattanooga. When the Colonial Pipeline breaks, the only other way for Middle Tennessee stations to get gas is to truck it in from Kentucky or West Tennessee, says AAA's Stephanie Milani.
Memphis is actually supplied off of a totally different pipeline.
Colonial does have a second pipeline, but it's typically carrying diesel, jet fuel, and home heating oil. In response to the shortage, the company has started sending gasoline down that line, and it's also releasing gas from massive storage tanks outside Atlanta. Those are stopgap fixes. Colonial executives have said for years that, over the long term, Middle Tennessee needs a second way to get gasoline. In the late 1990s, Colonial proposed running a branch up from Alabama to stay ahead of the area's growth, but opposition caused the company to abandon the idea. AAA's Milani says it's not clear whether that line would have staved off the shortage.
Oh, so that's a good question. Depending on where the leak was, it might have helped.
But not if the leak was bad enough to shut the entire Colonial Pipeline down. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.